Good morning, beloveds. Welcome to today's devotional. We are going to continue to talk about how to have a sound mind in these last days. And yesterday we talked about the power of focus and really being intentional in choosing to focus on God and what His Word says. And today I actually want to continue to talk about that, and I want to do part two on the power of focus. And the Bible says in Isaiah 26 verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." So here we see again that if we choose to keep our minds stayed on the Lord and his promises, God will keep us in perfect peace. And again, I want to remind you that it is so important for us to experience peace and a sound mind in these last days. I believe these last days will really require us to make wise decisions and to be able to think clearly and to hear God clearly. And in order to do so, our hearts need to be in peace. And here we see again that if our minds are stayed on the Lord, God will keep us in perfect peace. And then in Philippians 4 verse 8, Paul says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." So one of the ways that we can really make sure that we focus on God and that we develop that in our hearts is by choosing what we think about. See, if we want to experience a sound mind in these last days, we need to think about what we are thinking about. And this word here, or this scripture here, also shows us that we have the power and the ability to choose what we think about. You know, no matter what happens, we can still choose to think about God, think about His faithfulness, think about His goodness, and what the Word says about Him. And that will really help us to experience that sound mind that God desires for us. So choose today to think about the promises of God. Choose today to think about all the times that God has come through for you, and it will really help your heart to be in peace. You know, there's such power in thinking about the promises of God. There's such power in meditating on the Word of God. In Psalms chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, out of a passion it says, "What delight comes to the one who follows God's ways. His pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am, meditating day and night in the true revelation of light. He will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous." If you desire to have a life and to have a soul that is never dry, never fainting, and ever blessed and ever prosperous, especially in these last days, you need to meditate on the Word of God. And you know, that is really something that we can practice and get better at. So I want to encourage you today to take time, even if it's just 5 minutes, but take 5 minutes and intentionally just think about something that you've read in the Word. Just think about something that is true, that is good, that is of a good report, and it will really get your heart in peace, and it will help your soul to prosper, and you will experience a sound mind. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.